Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
A bill designed to crack down on harm caused by gambling and pokie machines was up before the Commerce Committee on Thursday. The bill is in the name of the Māori Party's Te Ora o Flavel, who made a presentation to the committee and began by outlining problems caused by gambling.
3% of adults have experienced problems due to someone gambling in the previous 12 months. It's about 130,000 people. 10,000 New Zealanders engaged in illegal activities because of their gambling. $5.2 million is lost to gambling every day in New Zealand.
Mr. Flavel said that while the percentage of New Zealanders affected by gambling was low, certain sectors of the community were more susceptible than others.
In particular, Māori, Pacifica and poorer communities. Pokie machines are 6 times more likely to be in poor areas than they are in wealthier areas. The key here, I think, that we want to talk to you about is that it's not anti-gambling, it's anti-gambling harm that we're really on about.
Mr. Flavel argued it wasn't just individuals that can get addicted to pokie machines.
Businesses, they become addicted, namely bars, pokie trusts, because it props them up to a point where we have quasi-bars. They make money from pokies because controls over expenses have been weak. They want the machines to keep their businesses afloat.
And Mr. Flavel said, in another way, the beneficiaries of pokie machines could also get addicted.
These include sports teams and community groups. Of whom many have given submissions. There are many organisations who do great work in the community who are funded by money from pokies. And of course they want that money source to remain. The downside is that they may well be turning a blind eye to the issues that those machines do in the community.
Having described the issue, Te Ora o Flavel outlined how his bill aimed to minimise the harm caused by problem gambling.
We are looking to insist that venues introduce gambler player tracking systems which measure losses and pre-commit cards which allows players to preset the time and the money that they gamble. Other features of the bill are giving council powers to eliminate and reduce pokies at a venue if the public feels that they are harmful, ensuring that 80% of the gambling proceeds return to the community where the money was lost, and phases out the corporate societies which distribute pokie earnings and suggests that local bodies takes up that role. We believe that this bill will reduce gambling harm.
Mr. Flavel was asked what would happen to organisations that rely on funds from pokie machines, but he said it wasn't a problem.
It doesn't stop anyone from still putting in applications for pokie monies to wherever they were putting in before. That doesn't change at all. So for those who have been suggesting that, oh, such and such a sports club can't go out and get some money for charitable purposes, whatever that might be, they're still able to do that. It's not a problem. So I think that's been a lot of scaremongering around that.
The Māori Party's Te Ora o Flavel presenting his Gambling Harm Reduction Amendment Bill to the Commerce Committee, which has until November 9 to report it back to the House. Also this week, the Social Services Committee looked at a bill that restructures the governance and oversight of the Families Commission. Making a submission on the bill was the National Council of Women's Parliamentary Watch Committee convener, Wendy Zemanek.
Our particular concern today is that as a result of this bill, children's needs and rights could take second place to those of their parents or caregivers. We believe it is essential that the best interests of the children must remain paramount.
Ms. Zemanek suggested the ways in which best to do that.
Invest early in children's lives, concentrate on improving the lot of vulnerable children, design interventions for children that reinforce positive developments across their life cycle and across a range of well-being outcomes. Regularly collect high-quality information on children's well-being that is nationally and internationally comparable, and continuously experiment with policies and programs for children, vigorously evaluating them to see whether they enhance children's well-being and reallocating money from programs that don't work to those that do.
National Council of Women's Parliamentary Watch Committee convener Wendy Zemanek making a submission on the Families Commission Amendment Bill to the Social Services Committee. The bill is due to be reported back to the House by November 27. Also this week, the Local Government and Environment Committee travelled to Hamilton and Auckland to hear submissions on the reform of local government, and there was a continuation of inquiries into children's health and digital literacy. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for parliamenttoday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.